Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can, by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either, and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I've got a couple stories about my childhood growing up. So I've descended from many generations that have a special gift, per se, on my mother's side. And I've always been a believer in the things unseen. My whole family is sensitive to things. I actually had a great-great-grandmother that could literally move something with her mind. We all have dreams about things before they happen, so that's kind of cool. We can always prepare. but we've had ghosts and spirits or entities or whatever they're called follow us from house to house. So, for example, we lived in Mount Morris, Michigan. We lived in an old rundown house that was built in the late 1800s by my dad's grandfather. It was built before there was bathrooms. It had newspaper as insulation. I mean, it was old and it was rundown and it was like a 4-room shack. So anyway, it was free rent. So we lived there. Anyway, my dad's grandfather passed away when he was really little. So my mom never got to know him, but the first night that she stayed there, she had a dream of a man sitting in the basement, woke up the next day, described what he looked like. My dad was shocked because not only was that his grandfather, but he had the exact same dream. Same house, my mom was woken up in the middle of the night by someone knocking on her bedroom door, told them to come in. Nobody came in. It happened a couple more times after that same night, and nobody came in. So she finally got up. She was frustrated. She got up to go check on us or to answer the door, and no one was there. She came in there to check on us, and by us, I mean me and my two younger sisters, and we were all asleep. So we ended up moving to Tennessee in 1991. We were renting an A-frame house that was a former restaurant, of all things. And this house was a three-bedroom, three-story. So the third story was an attic that had regular house windows in it. The second story had a balcony, and then it had my sister's room, my bedroom, and a playroom. And then the master bedroom was an add-on that was just pure stucco, no windows, and it was downstairs on the first floor. Now, my mom, she would hear little kids whispering and giggling when she was home alone, and several times they woke her up from a nap, and she thought that we were all home from school or something, and so she would call out our names, and then they would stop. Now, for me, I would walk into my bedroom, and I heard footsteps upstairs walking in the attic. I mean, it sounded like a man with construction boots on, just one foot after another, and there was nobody up there. Now, my sisters had twin bunk beds out there. So we went up to the top of the stairs to the second story. It was a large open room, and that was their bedroom. There was a balcony that was out there or in that room. There was a rope that hung from that third story attic window down to the balcony, and that rope would just swing like somebody was playing on it, even when there wasn't any wind. And we would hear people walking from the bottom of the stairs all the way up to the top of the stairs. Nobody was there. Stairs were creaky, so, you know, they were older. So nobody was there then. The whole family one time was standing outside, and we seen a figure of some sort. It kind of looked like a little girl in the attic window looking at us as we were standing out in the driveway. So my dad went upstairs and into the attic, and nothing was there then either. And a bunch of other little things had happened in that house, but the freakiest one that happened in the house was my baby sister at the time was 4 years old, and she had woken up middle of the night because she was scared, because we had a cat. He was an orange cat. He had orange eyes, and she said that his name was Billy Bob. She said Billy Bob's eyes were watching her. So she crawled out of her bed, went downstairs, went to my parents' room, got in bed with them. Well, she told my mom what had happened. She said, Billy Bob's eyes are watching me. And they were down there in my mom's room. They guess they followed her. And my mom had seen them. And my mom just thought that it was like a light reflecting off of Billy Bob's eyes. Well, and you know, she was real sleepy or whatever. And she woke up the next day and realized, you know, hey, my room doesn't have any light in it. It doesn't have any windows. There's no way this cat's eyes can be glowing or reflecting from light. So something was watching them. A year later, we ended up moving from that house. We were renting it, and we were building a house at the same time. So the house that we had built, my parents still live in it now. And not a whole lot of things have happened, you know, considering... I say a whole lot. It probably would scare somebody else when you've kind of grown up with stuff. After a while, you become numb to it. Some of the things that would happen in my parents' house now is my sister, the one that was 4 years old, she has seen a dog running from her bedroom, chased it out into the hallway, and it vanished into the kitchen table, like under it. She also seen a floating hand that was pointing at her with its finger. Nothing else, no arm or nothing, just a hand. My mom, when she was praying in her bedroom, she would hear something knocking on her bedroom exterior wall, and she's on the second story. Excuse me. And for me, what I had seen, I was probably about 15 years old. I was laying in bed, and there was these black things that was coming off the walls, like shadows or blobs almost. It looked like the walls were sort of melting. And as they were melting and they were coming towards me as I was laying in bed, these green things, like little balls, neon green balls, they weren't super bright, but they were coming in front and kind of protecting me or stopping these black things. So I just pulled the covers up over my head and went to sleep. Well, the next night, I called my sister in there, and she slept in my bed with me, and she's seen them as well. So that only happened those two nights for me, but that was enough. I mean, other things have happened to you, like shadows or, you know, sounds, car doors or doors slamming in the house. But like I said, you kind of get numb to stuff after a while, and those become the little petty things. So... Thank you so much for listening. I do have another story that I'd like to share, but I'll save that one for another day. It's a little longer. It's about a personal encounter that I had.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.